All right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Nashville Super Speedway. We've now been joined by Raja Carruth, who gets to run tonight's NASCAR Cross and Truck Series race and tomorrow's NASCAR O'Reilly Series race. So, Raja, thank you for spending some time with us today. I know you're looking forward to getting back into the trucks tonight and having the opportunity to race again here at Nashville. Just talk a little bit about that opportunity and then also what you're looking forward to tomorrow as well.
Yeah, definitely great to be back in the truck at Spire. Obviously, this track's been great to me over the years, and definitely when she was under better circumstances, obviously. But glad to see familiar faces, former teammates, people I've worked with, crew chiefs, mechanics, all the above. And I think it'll be a great opportunity for us tonight. So we'll see what it brings whenever we get on track. But yeah, love coming to the city of Nashville. This track's awesome. And yeah, glad to be back for sure.
All right, we'll go ahead and open for questions. If you have one, we'll work to get a microphone to you. We'll start up front with Zach and then go to Steven. Go ahead, Zach.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com, Raja. Coming back to the Truck Series tonight, what is the feeling knowing that you won last time out here as well?
Yeah, I think there's definitely, I definitely feel prepared.
I think
they're all out, though.
I think they're all out, yeah.
They all quit. You can still hear it? Oh, okay. Forgot what I was saying. Oh, yeah, I don't want to be, I guess, too overconfident, right? But this is a track I really have taken a liking to, and I feel more prepared than anything. I think it's not necessarily, it's not the best way to, or the best to go into a weekend feeling kind of overconfident, because you can kind of lapse in your preparation and your mental approach. And I kind of learned that a little bit last year going to Vegas and Bristol and some tracks that I was close to winning at in years past and then wasn't as good at returning. So definitely confident and excited to be back at this track for sure. But yeah, prepared pretty much just like another race. And yeah, I haven't done double duty in a couple of years, so it'll be nice to do that this weekend. I'd say yes. In my, kind of my pre-race notes and stuff, I was kind of reminding myself of, all right, how they are in traffic, the etiquette, the racecraft, just kind of the little nuanced things that are different in the O'Reilly series, even like things like being in traffic and restarts and where to mentally be at for kind of the short sprints of a truck race versus the longer O'Reilly races. So I'd say definitely, yeah, it's important to be able to mentally readjust for what you're doing, but you're still trying to drive the thing as fast as it can go at the end of the day.
All right, Steven, go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Nope. Steven Toronto, NASCAR pole position. Raja, you were at the Spire shop on Tuesday, and obviously this was supposed to be a scheduled truck race for Kyle. Can you talk about the process of getting the call to, you know, fill in and come back and run for Spire?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, it was been a tough last 8 days for everybody, but at the same time, it was great to see familiar faces, right? And in tough moments, tough times like this, is important to kind of lean on your village and the people around you. Oh, there, it's back. And yeah, I think, like I said, it was great to see a bunch of familiar faces at Spire. I know a lot of those guys and a lot of the men and women there and their families super well, and it was nice, actually, when I went over there, when I saw you on Tuesday, my dad was in town, my sister was in town, my girlfriend is in town, so we all went and saw everybody, and that was kind of nice to see some familiar faces. So definitely was tough, obviously, considering the circumstances, but it's nice to get to work with Brian Patty. I've worked with Chad, I've worked with Bono, and gotten wins with both of them, so hopefully I can get one with Brian and can say I've won with every crew chief that's hired. But yeah, great to see familiar faces and excited to, it's been fun to kind of get to work, whether it's been in the simulator, getting to know the team I'm with this weekend, and I've enjoyed the process so far.
Obviously the Spire 7 has had multiple drivers throughout the season, so it wasn't just Kyle's truck, but between, you know, what was on his schedule and then obviously the scene kind of last week and the truck race in particular, I guess, how do you take on the responsibility and internalize the responsibility of, you know, okay, this was supposed to be his truck. Now it's, you know, I've got to carry this forward and do the best I can to represent and honor him, I suppose.
Yeah, I think it's just another race. I think that's the way I'm approaching it, and it's got my seat in it, all my stuff to go for me to go out there and compete. So I think that's the way I'd look at it, and I think I can imagine getting a KB text of just be like, dude, just lock in, like just go to work, you know, just business as usual as much as it can be. So yeah, I think that's the way I've looked at it, and I love the process of preparing for a race and doing the. Whether it's the notes, the studying, the simulation practice, that stuff's a lot of fun to me, and yeah, it's just another race, and got to treat it as such.
Sounds good. Thanks, Rasha.
Shout out to your Knicks.
Oh. All right, we'll go to John Newby up front.
John Newby, FanBuzz. When we talked to you way back at the beginning of the season, you weren't really sure how the bouncing back and forth between, you know, Junior Motorsports and Jordan Anderson Racing would go with the different personality, crew chiefs, all those different, you know, factors dealing with. How has that process been in practice this year?
Honestly, I think the personnel, that part's been pretty, I don't want to say easy, but pretty straightforward, right, with just working with different people. It's just been mentally what I've had to do to make the most of the days. And I think for the most part, I did pretty solid in the 32. I wrecked at Texas, obviously, by myself for no reason. But I've noticed, really, I can just mentally approach being in both cars the same way, and I'm going to run one way in another car and one way in another. And when I press and try to get more, that's where I've kind of made the mistakes, whether it's speeding at Talladega or, you know, wrecking at Dover. That's been where the mistakes have come. So I'd say the to reflect on what we talked about earlier in the year, the team side of it and the personnel, that hasn't been as difficult as I thought it would be. It's just more of what I have to do to make sure I'm getting the most out of the day and knowing when I need to press and when I need to not.
All right, we'll come back up front to Dustin.
Dustin Lovino, J-Ski. Raja, the rest of the regular season, you have 5 starts in the 88, 4 in the 32, I believe. How much are you looking at points right now?
I look at them all the time. I mean, I remember just watching the TNT races in the summertime and just looking at all the chase standings, the wild card spots, all that stuff when I was a kid, and it's cool to be a part of it. Yeah, I look at it all the time. I shouldn't say all the time. But, I mean, I'll look at it, like, after the race and be like, okay, this is what happened. But, yeah, you have to be aware of it, right? You don't let it impact your intensity or the – how you're pressing in the race, but you have to be aware of it, right? And for me to be 2 points out, I look at a lot of races this year where I threw away 10, 15, 20 points. That puts me from 13th to 11th or 10th, right? So at the same time, you can't go back and undo those things. And it's important to use those lessons to go and maximize the races that I've got left in the regular season. And no doubt in my mind that I'll be in the top 12 and competing for a championship come September.
All right, do we have any additional questions? Okay, we'll go to Lee here in the middle. These microphones do not like us right now.
Lee Spencer, SiriusXM NASCAR Radio and CatchFence.com.
Hi. Just curious, you've gone back and forth from trucks to O'Reilly and back and forth. How much does the action, sorry, how much does the action slow down when you go from one to the other? Because they say that, like, every time you take a step up, when you go back to one of the other series, it just seems to kind of come more into focus.
Honestly, that's yet to be seen. I think when I was doing double duty in 2023, I was more just, like, really building and trying to get my name out there. 'Cause I hadn't won yet, and I had bright spots for sure, but I was still really – and I'm still, like, smoothing out the edges, obviously, but I was doing a lot more of that given the quality of the stuff I was driving in that point in my career. So it was just more track time was the benefit at that point. And now I would say the intensity is one thing that'll be different, right? The truck races, like I mentioned, are more sprint races to an extent where no green flag stops with the stage lengths. I mean, you're running 50 laps maybe at green tops, and in the O'Reilly races, right, you'll, especially that third stage, you'll be green for 50, 70, 100 laps if it goes green. So just knowing, A, how to pace yourself, but B, like, what risk to take, what spot to put guys in, what spot to put yourself in. I think that's the thing that will be the adjustment. I think besides that, like, I was driving the simulator this week, and I had to remember the shift points because the trucks are, like, 7,400 RPM, and the Xfinity or Rally cars are right at 88, 8,900 RPM. So it's important to remember those things. But, yeah, more so just intensity and kind of the spots I'm putting in or putting myself in, I guess, is the adjustment from Friday to Saturday. Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris.
KrisNunn, Raja, 16 consecutive weeks to start the O'Reilly Auto Parts season. You guys get a breather next week before starting the second half of the season at Pocono. How important is that break next week, and how would you outlook of the second half of the season for you?
Yeah, I think it'll be a great opportunity to mentally reset. For a lot of us drivers, or I can't speak for a lot of them, I guess, but for me, it'll be great to kind of rest, let my body recover a little bit, and take some time to make sure I'm good, and same with my hang out with friends and family and stuff. And it'll be nice. I'll go and hang out with my sister in Philly before Pocono and have some fun spending some family time together. So I know it's important for all of our teams in the O'Reilly series to have a break, just because of how, I mean, 16 weeks straight, right, and going from place to place. And I know it was nice kind of being in Charlotte last week, and then this weekend Nashville not being too far of a trip. So it'll be great for maybe not the drivers, because we're pretty spoiled, I would say. And but I mean, for our hauler drivers, everybody that travels on the road crews, especially the other teams or the smaller teams that are shorthanded. So the same people that are traveling are the same people that are working on the cars every week at the shop. So it'll be great for them to spend time with their families, recharge, reset. And the summer should be pretty nice for us, with having some off weeks in July and August for the guys. So it'll be fun. And, yeah, I'll be trying to race something else in the summer, I guess, in the off time.
How do you look forward to the second half of the season for your performance-wise?
Yeah, I think it's all in the stars, man. I feel really confident about the back part of the season, for how prepared I'll be and what the races all, you know, get to run and whatnot. I feel really good about what's to come. And hopefully we start on that trend this weekend. Last weekend it wasn't bad in Charlotte, obviously, getting a top 10, but definitely wanted more with the rain-shortened race. So I feel confident about what's left in the year.
All right. Any final questions for Raja? All right. Thanks for spending some time with us. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks.